This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Something kind of big is happening in Washington, D.C. today because, you know, New York Times says it so, so that makes it so, doesn't it, Todd? Or is it the Washington Post? Or is it all the networks? Or,
whatever. All never know what to think anymore, you know?
All these networks, not just the cable channels, the over-the-air networks, everybody's doing it today. So my inclination normally would be to say, well, you know, if you got it, you can find it somewhere. But we know this is the hardest working part of the world on the planet Earth. And so who can sit in front of a television? That's sort of a luxury that's long gone. And we wanted to give you the opportunity to hear this firsthand for yourself. So most of the program today will be dedicated to the testimony of James Comey, the former FBI director, who is in the nation's capital today testifying before the Senate. Intelligence Committee. The two individuals who chair that committee go first and make their opening statements, and then former Director Comey will give his testimony. We have a copy of his prepared testimony because it was released beforehand. I've read every word of it. Todd, did you read it, or did you have better things to do, like water your lawn? Or you can't water your lawn.
Well, I can. They kind of, pardon the pun, they kind of watered down their water request to everybody. Yeah. But, no, I'm busy, you know, doing my senior vice president of programming kind of stuff yesterday. But I figured now you don't want to ruin the surprise. Plus, what if something different does happen today?
Well, it can. Of course, there's questions asked of him. So, right, there is, you know, his testimony, and then there's questions about his testimony. And in somewhat unusual fashion, all of this was released yesterday. I assume to, give people the different angles on their questions. However, I have to tell you, looks like a giant nothing burger to me. Two words, nothing burger. Nothing burger. Worst you can say of Trump is that what? He is a relentless. In other words, Donald Trump was smart enough to realize very early on that this was going to be the thing they were going to use to take him down. He knows in his heart of heart, this is my read on the situation of his actions, he knows in his heart of heart he didn't do anything. He sees this as just an attempt by Hillary Clinton and her tribe to say, this is why we lost. It's sour grapes. Okay? So he's relentless. He's relentless on it. And he's also not using your typical presidential behavioral conventions, right? George W. Bush probably wouldn't have asked James Comey, hey, I expect loyalty. Because he knows there's a firewall there with the FBI. The context in which Donald Trump was asking his FBI director for loyalty, I should add, was that he was asking everybody for loyalty.
Well, and Bush wasn't exactly as polarizing a figure. Right, at least in the media stuff. So I don't think you were going to see a situation where Bush might need to, but since Trump is busy being demonized by so much of the media and stuff, I'm sure he wants to be. Wouldn't you want to make sure that your team was on your side?
Exactly.
As you assemble your team? I mean, come on.
You do that for iHeartMedia and that team. I do it for the Flag Family Media team along with my partner, Steve Hallstrom. I mean, you just do that, okay? We do that. And any CEO does that. Look, right. George W. Bush was the governor before and ran businesses, owned part of the Texas Rangers, okay? We are in such an unprecedented time to have a president of the United States who has never before been in elected office. But he's run companies. And, you know, it makes some people in government mad. You hear that once in a while from the legislative leaders in North Dakota. Doug Burgum needs to be reminded this isn't a corporation. This is the state of North Dakota. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's that we think more like a corporation.
I think the people are smarter than all of the elected leaders. And I think they do things purposeful. And I think in the case of Donald Trump and Doug Burgum, for that matter, they're there because the people say it's time for somebody with some business sense to be there. And, you know, so maybe, but as far as obstruction of justice or any of the things they breathlessly have been reporting, nothing burger in my mind, because we've seen the testimony. But who knows? I mean, we're going to hear his testimony here. You're going to hear it if you haven't had a chance to read it. You decide for yourself and you tell us. Here's how we'll do this. Your commentary today can come by text, or you can call us and still give your commentary. We obviously are not going to be able to play it until later. But 855-200-1776. Just press 1 to leave a message with your commentary, whatever it is. Nothing burger or there? That would be the two, you know, questions I have. Is this a nothing burger or is there? You believe there is something there. Please tell us. We want to know what you think. You can also text us, Todd, at 226-8503 and me at 367-2054. Those are the 701 area codes. We are brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. I mentioned this at the end of the show yesterday, and I hope you did your homework and went to hatandsons.com, clicked on contract maintenance, and then hear a story. They actually have a little video. This is a company that's been around since 1908, but some of the innovation they are doing is really incredible, and this Link Service Network is a prime example. 30 experienced technicians, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maintenance services, which prevents costly breakdowns. They have all-inclusive service contracts. They minimize system downtime. They reduce equipment repairs. They optimize productivity. They lower energy consumption costs. What it does is virtually eliminate the need for emergency calls, which are calls for overtime and costly and unexpected and everything else. Save money with this. If you're in business, check it out. H.A. Thompson & Sons, contract maintenance. Go to that link and check that out. One of our fine sponsors here today on the program. Okay, tomorrow, don't forget, we are live from the 28th Annual Antique Farm Show, Hawk Museum. Boy, are we going to have a grand old time up there. I can't even wait. So darn excited. Heading out a little later on today. I had a great conversation with Dan Slabaugh up there and Carly from the museum. Thanks to our fine sponsors that are making that broadcast possible. Envision Co-op, Merchants Bank out of Rugby, Gooseneck Implement, Farmers Union, Oil Company, Devil's Lake, North Central Grain, Bisbee. Love saying Bisbee. And Bremer Bank Rugby as well. Don't you? Bisbee. I love it.
Bisbee Frisbee.
Almost as much as zipping to zap. I love it. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, jam-packed with events, and we're going to give you all the details tomorrow, live on the air, historic radio, ladies and gentlemen, from the middle of Hawk Museum. I've been around a long time, and there is a little jewel right smack dab in the middle of the prairie there at Hawk Museum, Wolford, North Dakota. Find out more about it, hawkmuseum.org, coming up and see us. All right. Let's go to Washington, D.C., Mark Warner, who is the senator from Virginia, vice chairman of that committee, is just wrapping up his statement, and then you'll hear James Comey in his statement, and then they do questioning. So the first question will come from the chairman, then the Republican chairman, which is Burr out of North Carolina, and then you'll have back to Warner, and then they'll go all around to the other senators. And the questioning will really be the super interesting part of this. Without question, but this is the thing everybody's talking about. All right, and let's listen to little Mark Warner right now because he's the one making the case for Russia.
Clear to letting Flynn go. That is a statement that Director Comey interpreted as a request that he drop the investigation connected to General Flynn's false statements. Think about it. The President of the United States asking the FBI director to drop an ongoing investigation. And after that, the president called the FBI director on two additional occasions, March 30th and April 11th, and asked him again, quote, to lift the cloud on the Russia investigation. Now, Director Comey denied each of these improper requests. The loyalty pledge, the admonition to drop the Flynn investigation.
There we go.
The request to lift the cloud on the Russia investigation. Of course, after his refusals, Director Comey was fired. The initial explanation for the firing didn't pass any smell tests. Somehow, Director Comey was fired because he didn't treat Hillary Clinton appropriately. Of course, that explanation lasted about a day because the president himself then made very clear that he was thinking about Russia when he decided to fire Director Comey. Shockingly, reports suggest that the president admitted as much in an Oval Office meeting with the Russians the day after Director Comey was fired.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, whatever your perspective is, we have to go to a break right now. So you can't hear the breathless connection of Russia, the president, Comey. One question I'd like to ask this Warner fellow. Okay, if everything you just said is true, all this pressure was put on Comey, why didn't Comey say, well, the president's making me do this, or I resigned because he's trying to make me do this? Why didn't he say it was obstruction of justice? Why did he say when he fired him, he has the right to fire me?
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest era. I'm Scott Hinnon. Thanks for listening. Today's guest, former Governor Jack Dalrymple. Our question for him, whether the truth was missing throughout this entire ordeal.
Absolutely. I think we're going to see that is the truly interesting thing historically about this is the degree of misinformation and untruth that prevailed. And there's a lesson to be learned there. And the power of social media is an amazing thing. And it can be used for great good, in my opinion, but it also has a downside, and that is it allows people to spread misinformation and untruth very rapidly, and it also allows groups that are organized in their dissemination of misinformation to have a great tool at their disposal.
Former North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple. Keep listening for more of our ongoing series of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Listeners so concerned with James Comey's testimony just texted, hey, what about the MyPillow winner from yesterday? Hey, I haven't forgotten, but we will get to it. James Comey's testifying is about to begin, so we're going to go to that. But I'll get you the winner of yesterday's. We had a fun little contest there to give away one of those great MyPillows, which, by the way, are the best pillows on the planet. Mike Lindale, our friend, makes more than just the best pillow, too, by the way. Mattresses, mattress toppers, pet pillows, travel pillows, and sheets, too. And those MyPillows are great gifts at graduation time here, birthdays, weddings, What a perfect gift for summer. So remember that anything you buy on MyPillow.com, you get up to 50% off with the promo code Scott, though. That's 800-506-9028 or promo code Scott. Okay, James Comey set to testify here. What everybody's been waiting for. Listen close, folks.
And for the record, and I'm not going to repeat it here this morning, I thought I would just offer some very brief introductory remarks, and then I would welcome your questions. When I was appointed FBI director in 2013, I understood that I served at the pleasure of the president. Even though I was appointed to a 10-year term, which Congress created in order to underscore the importance of the FBI being outside of politics and independent, I understood that I could be fired by a president for any reason or for no reason at all. And on May the 9th, when I learned that I had been fired, for that reason, I immediately came home as a private citizen. But then the explanations, the shifting explanations, confused me and increasingly concerned me. They confused me because the president and I had had multiple conversations about my job, both before and after he took office. And he had repeatedly told me I was doing a great job and he hoped I would stay. And I had repeatedly assured him that I did intend to stay and serve out the remaining 6 years of my term. He told me repeatedly that he had talked to lots of people about me, including our current attorney general, and had learned that I was doing a great job and that I was extremely well-liked by the FBI workforce. So it confused me when I saw on television the president saying that he actually fired me because of the Russia investigation, and learned again from the media that he was telling privately other parties that my firing had relieved great pressure on the Russia investigation. I was also confused by the initial explanation that was offered publicly, that I was fired because of the decisions I had made during the election year. That didn't make sense to me for a whole bunch of reasons, including the time and all the water that had gone under the bridge since those hard decisions that had to be made. That didn't make any sense to me. And although the law required no reason at all to fire an FBI director, the administration then chose to defame me and, more importantly, the FBI by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies, plain and simple. And I am so sorry that the FBI workforce had to hear them, and I'm so sorry that the American people were told them. I worked every day at the FBI to help make that great organization better. And I say help because I did nothing alone at the FBI. There are no indispensable people at the FBI. The organization's great strength is that its values and abilities run deep and wide. The FBI will be fine without me. The FBI's mission will be relentlessly pursued by its people, and that mission is to protect the American people and uphold the Constitution of the United States. I will deeply miss being part of that mission, but this organization and its mission will go on long beyond me, and long beyond any particular administration. I have a message before I close for my former colleagues of the FBI. But at first, I want the American people to know this truth. The FBI is honest. The FBI is strong. And the FBI is and always will be independent. And now to my former colleagues, if I may. I am so sorry that I didn't get the chance to say goodbye to you properly. It was the honor of my life to serve beside you, to be part of the FBI family, and I will miss it for the rest of my life. Thank you for standing watch. Thank you for doing so much good for this country. Do that good as long as ever you can. And, Senators, I look forward to your questions.
Director, thank you for that testimony, both oral and the written testimony that you provided to the committee yesterday and made public to the American people. Chair would recognize himself first for 12 minutes, Vice Chair for 12 minutes, based upon the agreement we have. Director, did the Special Counsel's Office review and or edit your written testimony?
No.
Do you have any doubt that Russia attempted to interfere in the 2016 elections?
None.
Do you have any doubt that the Russian government was behind the intrusions in the DNC and the DCCC systems and the subsequent leaks of that information?
No, no doubt.
Do you have any doubt that the Russian government was behind the cyber intrusion into state voter files?
No.
Do you have any doubt that officials of the Russian government were fully aware of these activities?
No doubt.
Are you confident that no votes cast in the 2016 presidential election were altered?
I'm confident. By the time when I left as director, I'd seen no indication of that whatsoever.
Director Comey, did the president at any time ask you to stop the FBI investigation into Russian involvement in the 2016 U.S. elections?
Not to my understanding, no.
Did any individual working for this administration, including the Justice Department, ask you to stop the Russian investigation?
No.
Director, when the president requested that you, and I quote, let Flynn go, General Flynn had an unreported contact with the Russians, which is an offense. And if press accounts are right, there might have been discrepancies between facts and his FBI testimony. In your estimation, was General Flynn at that time in serious legal jeopardy? And in addition to that, do you sense that the president was trying to obstruct justice or just seek for a way for Mike Flynn to save face, given he had already been fired?
General Flynn at that point in time was in legal jeopardy. There was an open FBI criminal investigation of his statements in connection with the Russian contacts and the contacts themselves. And so that was my assessment at the time. I don't think it's for me to say whether the conversation I had with the president was an effort to obstruct. I took it as a very disturbing thing, very concerning. But that's a conclusion I'm sure the special counsel will work towards to try and understand what the intention was there and whether that's an offense.
Director, is it possible that as part of this FBI investigation, the FBI could find evidence of criminality that is not tied to the 2016 elections, possible collusion, or coordination with Russians?
Sure.
So there could be something that just fits a criminal aspect to this that doesn't have anything to do with the 2016 election cycle.
Correct. In any complex investigation, when you start turning over rocks, sometimes you find things that are unrelated to the primary investigation that are criminal in nature.
All right, we'll pause it right there. And we do have the ability to pause and pick up where we left off here so we can make sure you don't miss anything of note. The prepared testimony he didn't read, so he went right to questions. So we'll get to the best stuff here on What's On Your Mind. James Comey's testimony from Washington in the Senate today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince Webker's with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. A little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there four times a week, I got a 66 better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct, according to the University of Finland. It's 20-year study.
Wow, there's some science research for you folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Saunas 24/7, 365 make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Scott Hennon and Todd Mitchell anchoring coverage today. We don't have much to say because there's so much to be heard from this hearing of James Comey. Decided to take it for you today. Texter just said, thank you for covering the hearings today. I have to go to work, and I'm pleased I can listen on my commute. Well, we're glad to do it. And we are brought to you by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Power you can depend on. I want you to think about that. It's supposed to be 100 Saturday. We might hit triple digits, right, in some parts of the region. Well, just imagine. Boom! The electricity's off. Gone. So the threats against coal-based electricity are a threat to your energy security. You need to think about it that way. Also to your pocketbook, because, of course, what happens with less coal-based electricity means less affordable energy. Two very important points. Find out what you'd pay under some of the proposals that are out there. Take action. Join the team for jobs and secure energy online. SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, now more with James Comey. We are picking this up for you as we go, so you don't miss the good stuff right now. Richard Burr, who's the senator, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, asking the questions of James Comey, who in his opening statement, by the way, veered from the testimony everybody's heard about the last few hours and said, that's my prepared testimony, but did a little hit job on President Trump, saying basically, he can fire me. I understand that. I'll just leave. But after he fired me, then he says a bunch of stuff that's not true. And so it'll be interesting to see the Trump administration response to that. But certainly nothing to this point still that suggests obstruction of justice. And even James Comey acknowledging that in the questions to the chairman. Here's more of them.
So if you've got a 36-page document of specific claims that are out there, the FBI would have to, for counterintelligence reasons, try to verify anything that might be claimed in there. One, and probably first and foremost, is the counterintelligence concerns that we have about blackmail. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yes. If the FBI receives a credible allegation that there is some effort to co-opt, coerce, direct, employ covertly an American on behalf of the foreign power, that's the basis on which a counterintelligence investigation is opened.
And when you read the dossier, what was your reaction, given that it was 100% directed at the president-elect?
Not a question I can answer in an open setting, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. When did you become aware of the cyber intrusion?
The first cyber, there's all kinds of cyber intrusions going on all the time. The first Russia-connected cyber intrusion I became aware of in the late summer of 2015.
And in that time frame, there were more than the DNC and the DCCC that were targets.
Correct. It was a massive effort to target government and non-governmental, near-governmental agencies like nonprofits.
What would be the estimate of how many entities out there the Russians specifically targeted in that time frame?
It's hundreds. I suppose it could be more than 1,000, but it's at least hundreds.
When did you become aware that data had been exfiltrated?
I'm not sure exactly. I think either late 15 or early 16.
And did you, the director of the FBI, have conversations with the last administration about the risk that this posed?
Yes.
And share with us, if you will, what actions they took.
Well, the FBI had already undertaken an effort to notify all the victims, and that's what we consider the entities that were attacked as part of this massive spear phishing campaign. And so we notified them in an effort to disrupt what might be ongoing. And then there was a series of continuing interactions with entities through the rest of 15 into 16. And then throughout 16, the administration was trying to decide how to respond to the intrusion activity that it saw.
And the FBI in this case, unlike other cases that you might investigate, did you ever have access to the actual hardware that was hacked? Or did you have to rely on a third party to provide you the data that they had collected?
In the case of the DNC, and I believe the DCCC, but I'm sure the DNC, we did not have access to the devices themselves. We got relevant forensic information from a private party, a high-class entity that had done the work, but we didn't get direct access.
But no content?
Correct.
Isn't content an important part of the forensics from a counterintelligence standpoint?
It is, although what was briefed to me by my folks, the people who were my folks at the time, is that they had gotten the information from the private party that they needed to understand the intrusion by the spring of 2016.
Let me go back, if I can, very briefly, to the decision to publicly go out with your results on the email. Was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately conclusive way. That was the thing that kept it for me, that I had to do something separately to protect the credibility of the investigation, which meant both the FBI and the Justice Department.
Were there other things that contributed to that that you can describe in an open session?
There were other things that contributed to that. One significant item I can't. I know the committee's been briefed on. There's been some public accounts of it, which are nonsense, but I understand the committee's been briefed on the classified facts. And probably the only other consideration that I guess I can talk about in an open setting is that at one point the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me.
Sounds like obstruction of justice to me.
The bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
Director, my last question. You're not only a seasoned prosecutor. You've led the FBI for years. You understand the investigative process. You've worked with this committee closely, and we're grateful to you because I think we've mutually built trust in what your organization does and what we do. Is there any doubt in your mind that this committee can carry out its oversight role in the 2016 Russian involvement in the elections in parallel with the now special counsel that's been set up?
No doubt. It can be done. It requires lots of conversations. But Bob Mueller is one of this country's great, great pros, and I'm sure you all will be able to work it out with him to run it in parallel.
I want to thank you once again. I want to turn to the vice chairman.
All right, so Mark Warner will get his chance now, the Democratic chairman of the committee, or I guess co-chair, vice chair. And but some two pretty significant things. One, Comey's early testimony in there was poor me, right? The president said things about me that weren't true, and I had to come out now. And, you know, nothing that would lead you to believe, oh, my gosh, that was obstruction of justice. That was, a bombshell there. You know, not at all. When Comey was asked, is this obstruction of justice, he's saying that's not for me to decide. But if it were, obviously he would have said something at the time, so I think he has no credibility on that front. What Burr is doing here at the end, in my mind, is brilliant. because he is putting the Democrats on defense now on the reason for Comey coming out in the first place on all of this during the Clinton campaign by saying Bill Clinton, the former president of the United States, which the media never talked about. I mean, they basically ignored it. But for some smart reporter on the tarmac catching it, we wouldn't know about it, right? Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch on the same plane, same time, chit-chatting away on, you know, one person coming onto the other person's plane, bad deal. And he just said that was the reason he had to come out. That was the reason he had to come out. And he also is hinting that there was, you know, basically the things that need to be investigated there. You want to talk about obstruction of justice of this very same investigation started back in 2015, as you heard him say. So far, that's why I take away as what's interesting. Nothing burger on the Trump administration from Comey other than he's sort of, pardon the French, butthurt, right? He's just kind of, all, you know, well, you lied about me in the FBI, and I didn't get a chance
really
to say goodbye.
You just used that word.
I'm sorry. Whatever. I don't know. He's a little out of joint.
You're better than that, Scott.
Okay,
come on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize profusely.
Wow.
He was.
Hurt. Sounds like the kind of word I'd use.
Yeah. I'm trying to search for a better term, but I'll do that while you hear the rest of the testimony. Get ready for the good stuff here. I'll try to grill the heck out of him now and say Trump is evil. He's the devil. He has horns. That's coming from Mark Warner. Here we go.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, Director Comey, thank you for your service. And your comments to your FBI family, I know, were heartfelt. Know that even though there are some in the administration who have tried to smear your reputation, you had Acting Director McCabe in public testimony a few weeks back and in public testimony yesterday reaffirm that the vast majority of FBI community had great trust in your leadership and obviously trust in your integrity. I want to go through a number of the meetings that you referenced in your testimony. And let's start with the January 6th meeting in Trump Tower, where you went up with a series of officials to brief the president-elect on the Russia investigation. My understanding is you remained afterwards to brief him on, again, quote, some personally sensitive aspects of the information you relayed. Now, you said after that briefing, you felt compelled to document that conversation, that you actually started documenting it as soon as you got into the car. Now, you've had extensive experience at the Department of Justice and at the FBI. You've worked under presidents of both parties. What was it about that meeting that led you to determine that you needed to start putting down a written record?
A combination of things. I think the circumstances, the subject matter, and the person I was interacting with. Circumstances first, I was alone with the President of the United States, or the President-elect, soon to be President. The subject matter, I was talking about matters that touch on the FBI's core responsibility and that relate to the President, President-elect, personally. And then the nature of the person. I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document. That combination of things I'd never experienced before, but it led me to believe I got to write it down, and I got to write it down in a very detailed way.
I think that's a very important statement you just made. And my understanding is that then, again, unlike your dealings with presidents of either parties in your past experience, in every subsequent meeting or conversation with this president, you created a written record. Did you feel that you needed to create this written record of these memos because they might need to be relied on at some future date?
Sure. I created records after conversations, and I think I did it after each of our 9 conversations. If I didn't, I did it for nearly all of them, especially the ones that were substantive. I knew that there might come a day when I would need a record of what had happened, not just to defend myself.
What a stupid line of questioning. Why did you write stuff down? Did you think there might be some reason to use it later? Here's a question for you, Mark Warner. If you believed anything was wrong in that, why didn't you tell us at the time? Anyway, more of his questions coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space. to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Aubrey is here from InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, and we're going to talk about precision fit meeting space. What does that exactly mean?
Well, with precision fit meeting spaces, Herman Miller has done a lot of global research as far as conference rooms and boardrooms, and we're finding that with the large boardrooms or a 10-plus person conference room, these spaces are getting underutilized. And so what Herman Miller has done is they've done some research where they put sensors underneath the actual chair in the conference room and then test it out to see how often those chairs get used. And most of the time in a 10-person conference room, only 3 to 4 of those chairs are actually being used. And so real estate, you're taking up a large space where you could possibly have 2 to 3 meeting rooms in place of that large conference room or boardroom. And then these 3 to 4 person rooms or huddle rooms would be used more frequently for meetings and more functional for the meeting. It almost takes away the stigma or the intimidation of a boardroom. And so people in these smaller spaces are finding that they feel more comfortable and they're collaborating and they're engaged more in the activity of the meeting.
Custom design, precision fit meeting space for your business. All it takes is a call to InterOffice Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo. Call them at 232-3013 or online at InterOfficeFargo.com. That's InterOfficeFargo.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Best cookies on the planet Earth. Trust me. Just have some of those cookies, you'll say the best. If you get the 4 for $4 deal, you get a heck of a deal. So you get the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 of those great cookies. And you fill up at pumps, you own. Where else can you do that? PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Back with more of the testimony of James Comey, the former FBI director, who's a little hurt. He's hurt, Todd. That's a better word. Okay, I'll just minimize. Less
it's
is more.
Whole body. Don't limit it
less
to the
is more.
Less.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's just a little hurt over the president saying that he, the shifting explanations for his firing confused him and increasingly concerned him. And then, in his words, the administration chose to defame him, and more importantly, the FBI. So far, that's been the big bombshell. Other than that, he takes notes, And that concerns the Democrat Mark Warner that he takes notes because he's never done that with anybody else. So he must have wanted something more. So here's more from Mark Warner in the questioning here for you.
Now, I know members have said and press have said that if you were a great deal has been made of whether the president, you are asked to, in effect, indicate whether the president was the subject of any investigation. And my understanding is prior to your meeting on January 6th, you discussed with your leadership team whether or not you should be prepared to assure then-President-elect Trump that the FBI was not investigating him personally. Now, my understanding is your leadership team agreed with that, but was that a unanimous decision? Was there any debate about that?
Wasn't unanimous. One of the members of the leadership team had a view that although it was technically true, we did not have a counterintelligence file case open on then-President-elect Trump. His concern was because we're looking at the potential, again, that's the subject of the investigation, coordination between the campaign and Russia, because it was President Trump, President-elect Trump's campaign, this person's view was inevitably his behavior, his conduct will fall within the scope of that work, and so he was reluctant to make the statement that I made. I disagreed. I thought it was fair to say what was literally true. There is not a counterintelligence investigation of Mr. Trump, and I decided in the moment to say it, given the nature of our conversation.
At that moment in time, did you ever revisit that as in these subsequent sessions?
With the FBI leadership team? Sure. The leader had that view. It didn't change. His view was still that it was probably, although literally true, his concern was it could be misleading because the nature of the investigation was such that it might well touch, obviously it would touch the campaign, and the person at the head of the campaign would be the candidate. And so that was his view throughout.
Let me move to the January 27th dinner, where you said, quote, the president began by asking me whether I wanted to stay on as FBI director. He also indicated that lots of people, again, your words, wanted the job. You go on to say that the dinner itself was seemingly an effort to, quote, have you ask him for your job and create some sort of, quote, unquote, patronage relationship. The president seems, from my reading of your memo, to be holding your job or your possibility of continuing in your job over your head in a fairly direct way. What was your impression, and what did you mean by this notion of a patronage relationship?
Well, my impression, and again, it's my impression, I could always be wrong, but my common sense told me that what was going on is either he had concluded or someone had told him that you've already asked Comey to stay, and you didn't get anything for it, and that the dinner was an effort to build a relationship, in fact, he asked specifically, of loyalty in the context of asking me to stay. And as I said, what was odd about that is we'd already talked twice about it by that point, and he'd said, I very much hope you'll stay. I hope you'll stay. In fact, I just remembered sitting here, a third one, when you've seen the picture of me walking across the blue room, what the president whispered in my ear was, I really look forward to working with you. So after those encounters...
And that was just a few days before you were
fired. Yeah, that was on the Sunday after the inauguration. The next Friday, I have dinner, and the president begins by wanting to talk about my job. And so I'm sitting there thinking, wait a minute, three times you've already asked me to stay or talked about me staying. My common sense, again, I could be wrong, but my common sense told me what's going on here is he's looking to get something in exchange for granting my request to stay in the job.
Again, we all understand, I was a governor, I had people work for me, but this constant request, and again, quoting you, him saying that he... Despite you explaining your independence, he kept coming back to, I need loyalty, I expect loyalty. Had you ever had any of those kind of requests before from anyone else you'd worked for in the government?
No. And what made me uneasy was, I'm at that point the director of the FBI. The reason that Congress created a 10-year term is so that the director is not feeling as if they're serving with political loyalty owed to any particular person. The Statue of Justice has a blindfold on because you're not supposed to be peeking out to see whether your patron is pleased or not with what you're doing. It should be about the facts and the law. That's why I was That's why I became FBI director, to be in that kind of position. So that's why it was so uneasy.
Well, let me move on. My time's running out. February 14th. Again, it seems a bit strange. You were in a meeting.
Hi, Mark Warner is consumed with these meetings and asking questions and the follow-ups, and you'll hear more of that. There's others to come as well. Very interesting day, that's for sure. Not a lot of there. With some nervous Democrats. We'll continue to see what comes to this and give it to you right here on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you appreciated where you work? Do folks there tell you how much they appreciate what you do? Let me tell you a story about the folks at Polar Service Center. You are compensated well. There is a great benefit package. But most importantly, they appreciate their team members at Polar Service Center. And there's a great opportunity waiting for you right now at the Polar Service Center in Williston. They're looking for experienced mechanics. If you're a technician ready to go to work, you can make up to $32 an hour right now. Great pay. Superior benefits, too, including medical, dental, prescription, insurance, disability, and life insurance. A great paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and much more. Call Gary right now, 701-495-3592, to apply for this job at Polar Service Center. Locations in Williston, Kildeer, Billings, Montana. 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. That's 495-3592.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.